Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a great week this week. We got some nice stuff coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Wanted to get you updated here in our midweek update, this update here. And I tell you what, there's a lot of news out there, but one of the ones that's kind of interesting is that we're seeing for more federally run projects, we are seeing them roll back energy standards that were supposed to be coming into place this year. Now, I know there's people out there going, wow, this is cool. I wish we had those. And I always like to save energy. It's expensive. We get it. But here's where this makes a difference. This was going to push it up to a new level. And what was going to happen is we're going to add anywhere, depending on the climate zone, depending where you're at in the U.S., it was going to add anywhere from the lowest budget I saw was about $8,000. The highest I saw was $30,000 to the average price of a home being built. Now, I love energy standards. At the same time, some of these, when you put them in a package and added that cost, it was going to take, depending on what you had to do, between 30 and 90 years to get the dollar back that you spent. I kind of have a problem with that because that's a long time for a house and it's never going to pay off. So I love smart energy upgrades, things that make a difference. If you're in an area where electricity was inexpensive, we used to be that way here in the Pacific Northwest until they got rid of all the cheap energy options, except for our dams and nuclear coming out of Hanford. But we had coal-fired plants. We had gas-fired plants. They've pretty much shut all of them down here. And of course, our rates went up and continue to go up. I think this bill showed up another 4 or 5%. This stuff keeps adding up. And I'm not going to debate how green it is, because I tell you what, I've seen a lot of those pictures of the windmills, big fiberglass windmills sitting in landfills and going, well, that doesn't seem like that's any cleaner. Those will be there for 1,000 years. So I'm happy that we're rolling some of that back. I do like some of the things that they were putting in there. Like they were mandating heat pump water heaters, which I think are a smart way to go. That is one of those things that every home I put in from here on out or remodel, I'll be putting one in. And that's just my personal preference. I like that I can heat water with 500 watts of electricity. And really, that's like 5 light bulbs. That simple. Love it. Great if you're on a generator. I took my gas one out to do that and it performed amazing and cut my bill by half. How cool is that? So I like that. That's smart stuff like that when it instantly starts paying off and you put money back in your pocket. But some of these things with the super high efficiency stuff that you have to fix more often, that's more complex. I think we're getting into a spot where we're just making homes more unaffordable. I think that's a problem. So it's something that I see that we're heading the right direction on some of this stuff. And I do like efficiency. And I think we also really need to be thinking about, are we doing these homes and making them healthy? Because many times these efficiency standards can turn around and make the house too tight and there's not enough fresh air coming in. And then you've got mold, you've got sickness, you've got all these things that happen. So you want to make sure you get that all dialed in. So That's a big one right there. I wanted to give you guys a quick update. There'll be some videos starting to roll out here pretty soon. We are in the middle of building out the Around the House new studios. We have a new soundstage studio here being built just south of Lake Oswego. Got the building. We're building the entire thing out right now on the inside. So I'm doing some insulation, building some walls, doing some really cool stuff. So we have a great studio to work with there in the future. And we're trying to really get on board here with Apple Podcast video coming out here this summer and the rest of this so we can get this. And the fun part is we'll be able to do some live stuff too where you guys can be a part of it. And that makes it pretty easy. So you want to make sure and keep an eye out for that. We'll do some signups if you want to be a part of that where you can be part of the audience. And that's what we're working through and it'll be kind of fun. And so it's really going to be a new great place for us to do that kind of work. We'll even do a little bit of automotive stuff in there for some maintenance stuff. We're going to kind of widen it out for everybody out there. So that way people get to see what we're doing there on the inside. So there's a little inside baseball. I should see some videos coming out on that pretty soon. I got a lot of materials that are coming out that are getting delivered or I'm picking up in the next week or two. And so that's going to really, really help us. That's going to really help us. So I'm excited about that. Other things, last night had a great time with Craig Williams from the Homeowner Show. If you've caught that podcast out there, he's been on our show here. I've been on his there. He was in town from Texas for a few days and went out to dinner, had a great time with him and his wife last night. Four of us were just having a blast telling stories and they were up here hiking, having a good time. So congratulations to them on getting a little bit of R&R out and coming up here at a beautiful week in the Pacific Northwest. Another thing, I will be down at the Bend, Oregon Home and Garden Show in the Pyramid Heating and Cooling booth on Saturday. So for all you people over in Bend, that's where I'll be. And I'll be down there on Saturday, blasting down there. It's going to be a quick trip over and back because we've got so much going on in our world here. So we've got a lot going on. All right, everybody, I'm going to wrap this one up pretty quickly. I've got a lot to do, and I know you do too. And we got a great show coming up this weekend. Here's a funny one. We got Tyler coming on the show. Yeah, Dude Dad. Can you believe that? Dude Dad on the show. And then I'll be broadcasting from last weekend's. It's a recording from last weekend's show where I was at Park Rose Hardware and I was down there for their 60th anniversary party. And so I was down there and had some fun with that one because yeah, they're friends of mine. And anytime I can help out a local hardware store, to me, that's a lot of fun. And they are my local hardware store here. And I was down there for the party. We talked to some great people. We talked about hardware. We talked about a lot of barbecues. So there's a lot of barbecue tips and tricks coming up in that one as well. And that's coming up on this weekend show. All right, everybody, I'm going to wrap this one up. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Make sure you follow us on social media. You can just find all of our stuff over at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Be lovers, we're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.